Tape number two on July the 6th, 1991. Thank you for the pause.
You have to outgrow something. And I'm talking about you in this room, because as you move into your closeness with Creator, you develop a high level of compassion. And you want to assume the responsibility. This is one reason they could voice off the incorrect ideas regarding a crime. Because if you are smart enough, you can be clever enough to figure out that this one is compassionate and would give everything if he could for you. That is godness. You are moving towards that total love, which is a projection of God, which is God. And as you move into it, you are opened up to want to pull all of those fragments back into yourself, because that is that oneness pulling. And how do I do it? Well, I do it by loving everybody, and I have to get them, and I have to save them, and I have to. What you have to accept is that you, little fragment, are not the one. You too are going unto in your return. So you cannot bear the responsibility for everyone, because if you could, you would be depriving them of their growth. They must grow into responsibility. You must grow into your responsibility, so that you are worthy of the coming back. But you see, your adversary knows that in your compassion and in your growth into love, you will try to bring them all, including him. And he doesn't want to go, because he has convinced everybody around that this is where it is in this physical world. This is his playground. And you don't comprehend yet that it isn't ending here too. Plus the fact you certainly do not understand that the body, this, you're all struggling still to take your body. You're missing the point in your survival system. I'm not interested in your bodies, and you shouldn't be. This is a short little blink of an eye experience, but you're manifested in it. You need to survive. But more than that, you need to show your brother how he can, while he is growing into this understanding that neither does he need it. In the meanwhile, it's like the speeding bullet. You've got to have that food, because your senses tell you you will die. You have conditioned this experience to the point where it will die. Go ahead.
In the case of Charles, becomes very low.
I'm going to not answer that question. I don't mean to be unkind, Desiree. That's something I don't believe I will answer. And I would tell you who are here for the first time, there are some things that I just won't answer. There's some things I may not answer. There's some things that you must come into knowing without my answering. And I put this more into that category. you're rarely relieved of your services because of that body. Very frequently, you will find that the body will become sick to release you so that you can more intensively participate where you're needed. And for me to express on a personal level, and I realize this was not personal as to Charles, but I have to be careful what I say in this room because it's monitored, and what I say because there are some newer ones in the group to share with who might wonder, well, what in the world are you talking about now? That's even the most weird thing you said. Yes, I can deal with the universe, but I don't know about Charles working. That I just choose, please, not to be required to answer it, because I don't want to lie to you. You've had enough of that. But I think you know.
I have another question.
All right.
I have read and expresses messages from you that when this planet, or maybe I should say, if this planet is cleansed and the souls who wish to be evacuated are done so, are evacuated, that any of the adversarial foes, or say the dark forces, whatever, the satanic forces, evil, those energies will not be allowed off the planet, which I think is fine. But why then have, I mean, where has the corruption or lies or evil come from on all these planets you spoke of a little while ago, these billions and billions and trillions of empty planets who have fallen into the same ways as ours? And our ways that you're referring to, I believe, are those that have been brought about directly by the actions of the evil that is pervasive here. How can it keep being manifested if it is going to be contained here and not be allowed to be released from Earth?
Well, you're focusing down and assuming there's only Earth.
Well, then maybe I didn't express that well, because no, I'm not assuming it's only Earth.
Let's take it where it's at. Earth man lived maybe 70 to 110 years. 110 is old in your physical. Now, you will understand this a lot better after you, even if you don't understand what Germaine is writing, you understand this better. You ones want all the answers before you have the knowledge to understand even what you're hearing. You're searching, and you want that. Just tell me the answer. Just tell me the bottom line. I can't tell you the bottom line because it makes no sense to you. And you have jumped to conclusions. This is another thing. You want to jump to conclusions through erroneous assumptions. We're going to start at the beginning. There is one God. One. So who is the adversary? The adversary had to be created from that source of one. As it split and divided into what appears to be two. But they travel right along. Now right there, I lose everybody. I don't even understand that. Of course you don't understand it. That's why we're writing. I almost told her how many journals. Somebody in this room almost got me that time. Well, you know who almost got me. But you have been created to experience as a new little life form, a new little soul form. And you must experience. And if everything was just sweetness, honey, and lies, there would be no experience. That does not mean that you cannot come from your experience knowing and having learned and then experience in the fullness of the beauty of creating. That's what you're headed for. At this point, you only know how to use what is physically manifest in front of you, toy with it, and really, basically, come to wrong conclusions, which can wipe out a species. But that's all part of the experience. Now, ones will not be left on this place when it becomes a gaseous form. I mean, those bodies are going to die, and those souls are going to be removed. They're just... It isn't even a matter of going aboard a ship. God will just sink them off. They will be rebirthed at the level of their growth, somewhere to experience, because they are obviously not matured enough in their soul growth to return into the oneness of creation to go create. They would create absolutely what Lucifer likes to create, habit. And they don't even know what they're doing. You do not take the soul that is legitimately ignorant, stupid, dumb. It's just there, and it's very young, and it is experiencing all of this wonder of the human experience, the greed, the grasping, and put it into heaven to create. It just doesn't happen. Where you get confused is that you're living in two or three different dimensions, and you're not able to take from one to the other, and you're not able to recall. That is because you would not stay to do your job, or it would be very, very difficult. It puts you at great risk when you have all the answers. They will get rid of you some way. If they can't kill you, they will denounce you enough that no one will listen to you. So it's very tedious balancing. And you ones are forced to have to think in these multitudinous dimensions. Whereas the evil mafia brother, who is the hitman, doesn't have to think in those terms. He is right there at that level. And he will move wherever he goes in this universe at that level. You cannot relate to that level because you come from a higher level to serve in a specific purpose, even if you can't get a grasp on what it is, because you would become too impatient. I want to do my purpose right this minute. Well, maybe it's not time for your purpose right this minute in the sequence of evolvement. And you'd botch up everybody else's. But at this level of what Desiree is talking about, work or meeting, this is worked out. We all meet. And these things all work out. The impatience hits you when you hit consciousness again in this environment. That's why I have to tell you, you put the word out there to the best of your ability, which is happening. I said to the best of your ability, because there are going to be many areas in which to serve, and it will take its way. It will take its way where it's supposed to go. It has to be handled properly according to the agreements in the contract. But as long as you are doing what is your agreement and you feel secure, only impatient about it, then we're fine. If you really felt, I should be doing this, but I don't want to and I'm not going to, I'm just going to sit over here and let somebody else do it, and something keeps nagging at you, then you know you're not doing your job. That's called conscience. And that's the part of you that God prods. And the Jewish mother picks at. The only difference is God will always give you the right one and not just the guilty conscience. But that's a built-in mechanism that holds the laws. That is the God portion of you that knows what the laws are and what you should be doing. You know. Everybody knows. Even a little child who does naughty things will do it behind your back in the dark, so to speak. That's why he closes his eyes thinking, if I don't see mother, she won't see me somehow. Do this. Part of it is teasing and testing that wondrous experiencing of life. I want to feel that flower, and mother doesn't want me to. I can kill two birds with one stone. I can feel the flower, ruin it, and make her mad. And get a lot of attention at the same time. And don't think they don't think it, just like that. Takes mother a while to catch up, because she gets hung up on the child disobedience. She's lost over here. She's had a very frustrating day of trying to live in this world according to humans. This is why the Aborigines, or the natives, the primitives, did so well. They didn't know what to expect in happiness. This is why you are borrowing trouble. The bird born into the cage may love to fly, but he knows no other thing. And if he is not mistreated, he's very content in that cage. It's your perception. You can't stand to see anything locked up, so you assume that bird must be miserable. Let's give it freedom. And so you go feed it to the hawk by turning it loose. You have to use smarter reasoning and intelligence as you grow. Mr. Mafia is going to go straight across. He will re-experience, and he will damage whatever he experiences upon. And this way, you have these varying levels of soul growth and experience on various planets where you will go next. And I use the term you as a species, generally, because you cannot take this room and use it as a typical straight across expression. Although some of you will go to this next expression, because there always must be the more advanced teachers. There must be the teacher who is able to now, on this new planet, this newness, evolving. The truth must be evolved from the beginning, or it will just go the way of all the others. You want to think of this orb. Get off this orb. Well, this orb is nothing either. It is one orb in the trillion, infinite numbers. And if we run out, we will create some more.
But
it's
what
simple.
What about Earth consciousness, though?
What about it? Explain to me. I want to stop you right there. I didn't interrupt you by happenstance. What do you mean, Earth consciousness?
Good question, Hakan.
Thank you.
My understanding of Earth consciousness is that it is the collective consciousness of all of our individuals And as in the synergy, it is greater than the sum of the whole. And that Earth has its own thoughts and pains and desires. And of free will.
Right, and she's 4 years old now. Almost five. She will start her fifth year soon.
Yeah. So, what was my question to you? Great, Scott.
What if Rick's not...
Yeah, right, right. Okay, Rick, we don't have... but I thank you, Rick. Yes, if the planet, just the elements that make up the planet, it's like the elements of our body are really, you know, they're okay for now, we need them. But once we're through with them, they can return to simply another form of energy. The consciousness of Earth, has Earth already been consulted about her free will in her next phase? You say there are billions of places that are just totally nothing now. They're uninhabitable, and there may be gases form, or maybe like our moon, which appears to be more solid. What about Earth? Do we stick together? I mean, if her consciousness is, like, if I am a fragment of Earth consciousness, do I go with Earth consciousness?
Well, let's put it this way. If you were Earth, and you have fleas, wouldn't you take the fleas that don't eat you with you, maybe, if you can get rid of the others, won't you?
You bet.
Then that's basically what Earth would do, what Earth has done.
Uh-huh.
You see, we always want to think in terms of what will be. And you are living in a time that has already been. Now, if you thought Earth consciousness was confusing, you're going to have to figure this one. But the reason that you are moving in the direction that you are moving is because you have already done it. And you are here because you know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones on this planet, some know what's coming, some don't, some are just existing. This is the transitional period. You're going to have every kind of fragment caught in it because it is the time. It is the experience of the moment. And what you're calling Earth consciousness, you see, you have what is called God and Creator and creation. That doesn't mean that God didn't think into being and projection creation. But creation is separate. It can be undone and it can be changed. But why would God change something that isn't broken? There is perfection in the order of the universe, in the order of creation. There is only perturbation in little isolated spots. This planet has fever. It's sick. But it doesn't mean that the overall perfection of the universe is not superb. Because even that is built in to the overall program of balance and harmony within the working order of the universe. I do that. That travels to the absolute end and beginning. Every motion goes to everywhere in the universe. And it is because of that filling of this magnificent endlessness that you can manifest created matter. And you must unlock your perception that there is some consciousness in a contained form. Because collective consciousness can be dispersed. Well, you don't want to disperse it. You have to release it because God may want to disperse it. And guess who's going to win? It's the time of dispersing it. It is the time of replacement. It is the time of renewal. It is the time of this planet, which is created in an entirely different manner than is the human species, and bits and pieces of other life forms. It is created to do various and sundry things. And it is created in perfect balance. Man comes along and unbalances it because she alone would never unbalance herself. But just as a child, human, must grow, so must a planet or an oak tree or a bitterweed or a thistle. And these are the stages of growth of viable planets. They are created for these experiences. And at some point, they are then given ability to thought processes. But it's still on the basis of programming. And a planet can only blossom into its perfection as its beings upon it blossom into perfection. So what you will have is a higher experience, a shedding of the snake skin. And the skin is left, and it will not sustain even the flea very long. So those life forms that would be sustained will move with this beautiful new creature that has shed the old. That doesn't mean that from the seed of that which is old cannot spring another in its time of evolution. Because in the myriad places of the universe, there are infinite experiences to be had. And you want to lock it into what you can contain. So we're going to call it Earth consciousness. I have to tell you that is a very fluid, very changing totally unlimited concept. And you of Earth try to, and especially your New Age group, we're coming into this New Age of consciousness. What in the world does that mean? It may mean that a few of you are beginning to wake up into consciousness. And yes, what you are talking about is collective thought form, manifesting collective thought form. You get enough fragments thinking the same thought, you have given it life. But it can die. If you take that same group and you teach them something different, their collective thought form goes over and produces something different, and that one just disperses. That one was wrong. It goes away into the history of experience. And we'll do this for a while. So when you talk about Earth consciousness and the consciousness basically of the planet itself, that's none of your business. She will take care of it. If you can take care of the human, you will have taken care of a great and massive problem. It is the human thought form that coalesces into manifesting a given thing that is the problem. Because usually whatever is manifested then will go and do its damage. And sometimes it will do some good. But in a physical environment, it will invariably, naturally take its negative, destructive approach. Because those are the things of the senses, and you only have those physical senses as you move through the physical dimension. and you worry about holding on to something which is absolutely unnecessary at any other level. And because you can't remember how it was, or you haven't experienced there yet, you don't know how it is, you perceive this as it. And you have to understand that the universe has a consciousness, and maybe that consciousness is to get rid of this planet. You have no right to decide what is the universal order. You can't even sort out the cellular structure of your body. There is not one person in this room that can tell me even your own name for the bones in your body. I want somebody in this room to give me a full explanation of the working order and what is the purpose of the flame. Somebody tell me where your tonsils are and why you have the audacity to think they are necessary. Why is there an appendix? Was that an error? So what is happening is kindergarten children are being told what you are wanted to be heard, so that you are hung up, unable to function outside this horrendous burden you bear over the earth consciousness. That is something a group thought up to ruin your day. I have this earth consciousness, and therefore I'm going to take care of this redwood tree, and I'm going to run a spike in it. Well, number one, you don't have a right to cut down the tree, but neither do you have a right to put a spike in it. And I don't care what you call it. And that is the lesson to be learned. You must come back into and working within the laws of God, because it's your soul that is important. And yet no one living in the physical can think out that far, especially in view of everything that you're now being told that's all right to do. Not only all right, but if you don't do it, something awful is going to happen to you, and your soul's going to lie there and shrivel up. Well, your soul knows better, but it's a lot more fun to join with the group and sing alms.
What happened that made Earth change from the aging as we humans have attributed it, you know, in the billions or whatever years, to be, in I guess our counting, almost 5 years old? What happened at that point of change in Earth counting?
It was basically the point of no return. It was the maturity of a planet, a development of the new that could sustain now. It was a birthday. It was always anticipated, handed down through oral tradition, because you see, written word gets tampered with, gets destroyed, gets buried, and people forget where they buried it. But through the oral traditions of the natives, who are always the first, always the last, on a planet, on a life cycle, where we're going to have human life form. You see, even the native calendars, the Aztec Mayans, the calendars ended on the 17th of August, 1987. They knew dream time was over on this place. It would never be again for the generations of the humans having experienced here ever the same. Mother had been birthed anew. And now you must get through the migrations and the transition. It is not exactly the same as when Atlantis or Lemuria, or when the Axis simply kissed it, and there was great destruction to the earth. That was evolution. A lot of tinkering, a lot of stuff that caused it, but we won't go into it because that's not the subject right here. But that's what the new, I don't know about this harmonic convergence that something Jose Arguello thought of, I guess. You see, it doesn't have anything to do with anything, and now he's projecting some other time switch on you. Well, if you don't have time, you can't very well have a switch, can you? So that's what I asked you once to know, to know what is. And then you can evaluate all of these things and cast them aside without having to waste your time even reading past that first paragraph. If there is no time and space, how can you have this magnificent, wonderful time change? It makes for a good story, and it makes for a gathering on the top of the mountains and building medicine wheels. And yet, you try to simulate and emulate that which the natives did for a very good reason, thinking the magic is in there. And we come along and we knock all those dreams and fantasies away. And it's sometimes disappointing to us too. But some of you've got to make it. You can't just live in this illusion and go away. Because this is your experience. This is why I want to say, you space jerks, do something. I wouldn't do something. That's my experience. And I've had that one. Why would I do that? And deprive you of yours? No. And yet you can't just accept. But if you come into your own balance, and that's what you choose to do, you can do that. If you come into your own knowledge and your choice is to just wait it out, but be sure you know what you're doing. Because if it is lighting a candle onto something, you aren't there. I'm just going to turn this over. I'm going to light this candle to Billy Joel and it will work out. It will not. I don't care what guru you light that candle onto. You perceive you live in a physical world. I'm telling you, the physical world of reality is not here. It is a world of electricity and wondrous manifestation. And you've manifested a botched up illusion. And there is not one guru who's going to fix it. Any good guru worth his weight will tell you the truth of it, so that you can get busy and possibly fix it yourself. If it is ever fixed, it will be because you once collectively created the solution. And therein is where the teachers stand by, to give the information to whoever will accept it and hear it. And this is why it doesn't pay to judge. Discern, yes. And if this is not within this guideline, well, but have fun. Other people have other guidelines. Then you go do that guideline, and we'll do this one, and we'll see who wins. Where you end up and where we end up. That is going to be the only proof you ever have. But inside, you know the truth. You just want me to prove something. You can walk out of this room. Susie can ask me these questions, walk out of this room, and she will make a decision whether I was real or not. Because I've not appeared. And sometimes when the trail gets cold, it's easier to believe that I was not. Depending on what you want to do that day. And if it is a very physical, pleasurable thing, like counting your money, you might very well think, well, that couldn't have been really God. Well, that's your decision. Because truth will stand into infinity. And we're doing pretty well right here on Earth. pretty well right here on earth. Because you have never had any work attacked like this has been. You just don't know it. And this is one reason we have kept Dorma writing so much that she cannot think about it. I don't want her pondering whether or not she should write this sentence. It is not her business. And consequently, we have got gobs of information out there, and they cannot find one thing wrong with it. And I want to tell you, it is searched and researched and searched and researched. And then the really dumb ones will get up and denounce it on the grounds of, well, they don't know. But, or it's not in the Bible. I want to share something with you. And then maybe we better have a break. I don't care. We can meet all day. I don't care about that. That was an answer to Dorma. But two things I want to say before I take this up. One, I never, ever want to bring pain to anyone. This is why you will usually find, unless I'm given permission, you will usually find stories told without names or with initials. Or if they denounce us and sign their name, I'm very apt to respond by utilizing the name. I want to talk, though, for these two men sitting here. I want to tell you something about that jewelry. That basically is not the eagle. That is the phoenix. That is the quetzal. It is the highest symbol of the bird tribe. And you're a bird tribesman. People of Earth were brought to Earth originally from what we call the space people. The people, the humans. You see, Indians are a stupid name. Columbus thought he had found the Indies, so he named them Indians. They called themselves people in their language, people. They called themselves humans in their language, and it varied with each individual tribe. But for all of them was the symbol of the bird, which was always representative of the Thunderbird people, the wondrous bird that only comes once in a great generation of people. That could mean many generations of tribes, but one generation of people. The Quetzal was, of course, the symbol of Quetzalcoatl, which was an avatar, which was God among the Indians of that particular race and location. The Quetzal became extinct. It was such a remarkably wondrous bird. And then for a great period of time in your generations, it disappeared completely. It was taken because these particular Indians were told this would be a sign when the Quetzal returns,